time now to talk about men's health. And joining me, Andy Brown, here in the Radio Way studios, are two members of the Men's Health Network here at Ashford and St Peter's Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. It's a warm welcome to Mandeep Chana and Lawrence Gamlin. And let me first ask you, Mandeep, what the Men's Health Network is all about.
So the Men's Health Network is a network which is for men who work at the Trust. And it came about really from a Schwartz round that we had some time ago. There were lots of issues that men brought up that they were facing, which they hadn't shared before. And we then felt that it would be good to have a network where men could come and talk about things that were affecting them, but also where we could maybe proactively bring up issues that are relevant to them. And our network aligns with the other networks we have at the Trust, our LGBTQ plus network, our Race, Ethnicity and Cultural Heritage Network, and our Disability and Wellbeing Network. We also want to set up a Women's Health Network. Yeah, so this fits with the other networks that we have on offer for people who work here.
So how does the Men's Health Network operate?
Logistically, we have a meeting every month. Once a quarter, the meeting is a full network meeting, which lasts an hour, and we have an agenda. And that meeting is normally around lunchtime, about 12:30 start. We meet on virtually on Teams. We haven't had any in-person meetings yet, but we'd like to have some. And then the months in between the full network meetings, we have drop-in sessions, and the drop-in sessions are half an hour. We do have a topic which we can discuss if people want to, but if any member has anything in particular they want to bring up, we're more than happy to discuss those things. The drop-in sessions alternate between a lunchtime, so about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and at the end of the working day, so 4:30. So we have drop-ins at lunchtime and at the end of the working day, trying to catch as many people as possible.
So when we talk about health here, are we talking physical health as well as mental health?
We're talking both. Mm. We're talking health in the broadest sense of the word. So we have had times when we've spoken about mental health, and we have had times we've spoken about physical health. So it's health in the broadest possible terms.
And Lawrence, the network itself, who is it open to?
It's open to all of those who would identify themselves as men within the Trust. And we've sort of done a quick back of a fact packet calculation, and we think that's about 25% of the workforce. So it's a significant amount of people there.
And the network itself, what do you hope to achieve from the network? What do you see as the benefits?
I think for me, there's something about the recognition that maybe it's just me, but men find life quite difficult at times and are not always very good at talking about that. Wearing my staff wellbeing hat, I'm aware of the number of conversations I will have, one-to-one conversations with women, which far outnumber those where I sit down with a bloke, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who wants to meet with me. So there's something about our makeup, I think, as men, which makes it quite difficult to talk about these things. And yet the problems are real ones. I'm thinking particularly about mental health issues, the fact that the demographic for suicide is young men, you know, the biggest group of people who are contemplating taking their own lives and actually do that is young men. So clearly there's an issue there. We're just hoping that there may be something that we're able to offer to one another and for one another that may help people to, I don't know, relax in the company of other men. I think that's what we're about.
Yeah, because you're right that, you know, the male species aren't always open, don't want to talk about illnesses and ailments.
Sure.
But the health network here does seem like it's something different. It can break that male stigma. Have you seen signs of that?
Yeah, I mean, the last network group we had got very deep very quickly. And it was a conversation where one of us took a risk to say something, but felt it was a safe enough environment to do that. And I think that's an important aspect of this. We want it to be a safe environment so that we can trust each other with what's really going on for us. And what we discovered was that there was a similarity in our stories around a particular topic where we had all had issues and struggled. And I think I came away from that meeting, I know Amandeep was on the same meeting, and I came away with a real sense of do you know what? That was really good. I felt that I'd risked something and been heard, and it's not just me.
Right. You're not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's something which maybe men think they are alone and it's just them. But, I mean, I just did a little note to myself in preparation for this. Some of the issues that I struggle with.
Yes.
About being, and yeah, maybe it's not just about being a man, but maybe it's more heightened because I'm a man. But that thing about not being good enough, thing about male identity, what was that? What does that look like? Are we able to explore stuff around that? How do we show vulnerabilities, which we've really talked a little bit about today, Andy? Being strong for others, I think that's quite a male trait. We've got to provide, hunter-gatherer and all that sort of stuff. How does that work out? How does that translate to 21st century living? The uncertainty of the future. You know, who can be too sure of what's going on? So if we're able to share some of those uncertainties, which means being vulnerable, can do that in a safe place, then I think that's all to the good. There's something about competition as well, which I think it might be a man thing.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And that sort of performance-driven, got to get the job done.
You've got to succeed. Yeah. You've got to be successful. But that's not always the case when there's all sorts of pressures put upon you.
Yeah. That's, so, you know, how might we handle failure? Mm. It might be a topic that we want to explore and discuss one with another.
So if someone is thinking they want to come along and they're struggling to make that first step, what advice would you give to them, Amandy?
To email us and be part of our group and come along, and you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. It's okay to sit and listen. Yep. Listening is also a form of participation, and to see how you get on. And if you feel able to say something and you want to, then you can. Mm. And there's no pressure from any of us. Nobody's ever going to say, you haven't said anything.
You've got to contribute. No, that's not the case.
That's not what we're about.
Yeah.
I think that we're a really supportive group, and we're very diverse in backgrounds and our roles at the Trust. Mm. I don't get the feeling that any of us have a hierarchy.
Right.
When we're there and we're talking, we're all equals. And I find it to be a really safe space to talk and bring whatever it is that I want to without fear of judgment from anybody. Mm. And what we say in the group stays in the group.
Right.
I mean, you've heard Lawrence talk about our last session.
Yes.
But Lawrence hasn't actually given you any details about what happened.
Absolutely. Confidentiality is key here.
Yeah. Yes. And that is how all of our sessions are. What we say there stays there.
And we realise, you know, during the pandemic and even now, the pressures on the staff are huge. So taking care of their very own health and well-being is paramount. And this is a key element, I think, to help them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really want as many men to come in and join us and be part of the change that I think we want to bring about.
So if people here at the Trust, males, are interested and want to get involved, what's the best way to get in contact?
The best way is to email the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion team, and the address is asp-tr.edi@nhs.net.
And just give me that one more time.
That's asp-tr.edi@nhs.net. And if you email in, we'll send you a link to all of our future meetings and invite you to come along.
Brilliant. All right. So drop an email and make that first step. And I'd like to just say thank you to you both, Amandy and Lawrence, for joining me and explaining the Men's Health Network for all of those in the Trust, for the male members of Team ASPH. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.